Is there a difference between the principle of self-ownership and the principle of individual rights? Or put it another way, is there a difference between saying that someone is the owner of his own life and that he has a right to life? Yes, there's definitely a difference. Ownership is a concept that implies a relationship between you and an external object. There's the owner and the object possessed. How can you own yourself? Who is the owner that is doing the owning of the owner? I mean, this is nonsensical. There's somebody over and above me that is me that's owning my body and soul. Or my body and soul are owning. What does the owning consist of? Properly, ownership as a concept applies only to external property. You own physical objects that you can use and dispose of. You don't own your own freedom. And this whole idea came in probably generations ago from very bad, frightened conservatives who thought that the safest thing in our society to defend individualism is make it all an issue of property rights. And therefore, you know, individual right to liberty and so on is just a form of property rights. You just own yourself. That was in the days when, you know, property rights were considered sacrosanct, but life and liberty were vague abstractions. But this is a completely wrong inversion. It makes property the primary. Instead of the derivative.